GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
We have Dahi Regan and Tommy Dunn with us. Dahi, I would think yesterday is a spectacle, the way both teams approached it. It was right up your street.
Good evening, Joe. How are you keeping? Great game of hurling. Really, really enjoyable. Great physicality, brilliant skill. Galway reacted as brilliant All-Ireland champions do, and I was glad to see that from their perspective, that you can have a previous Sunday where they certainly wouldn't have been happy with the work rate and the work ethic from a lot of the players. But yesterday, they'd addressed it during the week, and they came out like real champions and showed what they're about and showed their mettle. And for periods in the first half, it looked like Kilkenny could just disintegrate before us, but I have to say, I kind of always got the feeling there was going to be a real kick in Kilkenny, because it's what they're moulded. It's the way they're moulded. They're moulded in the manner of their manager, and there'll be this belligerence in them, in that they just, you know, will stay going, and it's what they know, and it's the way it's been driven into them. So it all led to and fed into the ingredients of a tremendous game of hurling, aided and abetted by a super surface, great pitch, a crowd who were knowledgeable and who really got into it. And it was a brilliant occasion, a fantastic occasion, and a brilliant game of hurling.
Yeah, Tommy, ticked all the boxes, really.
I did, Joe. It was terrific. And it's very strange. I was at the match. Very strange to be at a Leinster final at Semple Stadium as well, to be honest with you. Watching the Artane boys band parade the teams around the field, it was a bit surreal for a tip man to be watching the Leinster final in Semple Stadium. But it was a fantastic game, and two tremendous teams, but Galway without a doubt deserving winners on the day.
Yeah, so let's talk about even that Galway first 20-25 minutes, because it was near perfection in some ways. And do you go along, Tommy, with Dahi's opening point that so much of this was just about attitude, that maybe in some respects the first game was a bit of a kick up the ass, they were a touch flat by their standards, and they spent a week gearing up for that performance then, just from a mental point of view?
Yeah, I would to a certain extent. But all the pressure was on Galway. All the pressure was on Galway last Sunday. They were All-Ireland champions. They had kind of talked the talk a good bit going into it. And they really badly wanted to beat Kilkenny. Now, Kilkenny had their homework done on the first day and were more than a match for Galway. But the scope for improvement was always with Galway going into the replay, Joe.
Yeah.
And they had, you know, obviously they got their mental preparation spot on. They probably felt they underperformed a good bit on the first day, and there was a certain amount of question marks being asked of them. So it fed right into their mentality, and they capitalized on it. But like, they have a powerfully talented team, and they know they're a physical match, even physically superior to Kilkenny, and in the way the current thing is. So I think it was set up for them, and they duly delivered, and you know, they executed brilliantly. And the first 20 minutes was really when the match was won for them.
I don't know, did you watch on television or did you go to it? But there was a moment about 20 minutes in where Michael Deignan on the commentary sort of just half remarked. He said, by the way, if I haven't said it, I should really point out that every single Galway player is having a stormer right now. And he's got in this moment where, you know, he just wanted to remind the viewer what we're seeing here is actually amazing. Was that Galway approaching or pretty close to their maximum level in that first 20 minutes, Dahi?
I would have thought so, Joe, to be honest with you. And I go back to something I said to you before. It was the complete performance. And usually on a big day, when you need it, you know, you need to probably win about 9 of your positions, and if you're good enough, you'll see it over the line. You'll usually have 5 guys who'll have outstanding games. You'll have 5 guys who play maybe below the best of their level, and infrequently, or frequently actually, it's maybe the 5 guys in the middle who'll decide whether you win or not. Yesterday for Galway, just everything went for them. To say everything went for them is probably a little bit unfair for them. They made it happen, and they used, as Tommy said, the time well during the week. And yes, the pressure was on Galway coming into the game yesterday as All-Ireland champions. And many questioned their mettle after last weekend, that, you know, Kilkenny really aggressively went at them and seemed to be able to break up at ease the momentum that the Galway forward line had been able to build over the last couple of years. And that would have been a worry, I guess, looking at it, to say, wow, the first real challenge you came up against, you didn't get over the hurdle. But I was fascinated to see the response yesterday, and my God, was it a tremendous response. I mean, every single one of them just was at the pitch of it, and it was just a blaze of hurling that took Kilkenny in every way.
Yeah.
They tackled aggressively and manically defensively. They were very strong on puckouts. The touch from the forwards was supreme. The movement, the accuracy, Canning was just at his imperious best. And yet, to be fair to Kilkenny, they just refused to buckle, bend, and they bent, and there's no doubt about it. But, you know, you got them in at half-time, they came back out, and it was just an extraordinary second half and response from Kilkenny. But really impressively, the last 6 or 7 minutes from Galway, for me again, was the way they just stretched it out again, just brilliantly taking scores, and the apparent ease with which they were doing it, which is the mark of a great side. I think the difference up front between both, for me, has been prior to both games, where I always felt Galway were just going to have too much. But it's not that Kilkenny aren't getting there, but Galway are already there, I would argue.
Yeah, I want to ask Tommy if you spotted anything tactically from Galway in just a moment, but you mentioned Canning at his imperious best there, Di. Is he in the peak of his career? Is this the fruition of everything we hoped Canning would grow into? And we've certainly segued out of Canning's Galway, and maybe that pressure off his shoulders is helping his performance. But he just looks like a statesman out there. Is this kind of what you hoped Canning would be when he was 18, 19?
I think we always thought this was what he was as a player. The difficulty Joe had was he was coming into Galway sides that were always lacking something. So as much of a supremely talented young genius that the player was, it was never going to be enough. And, you do not win All-Irelands at the levels that they've been won at without a superb panel. And no disrespect to Galway, they had good players, strong players, but they didn't have a superb panel. They came really, really close on a couple of occasions. But if you take Galway in 2012 and you take Galway a couple of years ago against Kilkenny, draw and replay again, that Galway team bears not a lot of resemblance to the Galway team that's there now. So what it is Joe now is not the main man. He doesn't need to be the main man. Galway can turn to Mannion, they can turn to Cooney, Conor Cooney, Joe Cooney, Niall Burke in his day is superb. He doesn't have to be the mainstay on every day. So what it's allowed him to do is it's freed him up, and that responsibility is taken off him, and he can just exhibit the array of skills. I mean, the point he got under the stand yesterday, he didn't move his feet.
Yeah.
He didn't move it. He didn't pivot whatsoever. He took it and he just, within a split second, without moving, it was just a fantastic score. So I think the ability within the group of players that's there now has released Joe to do what he can do, be refreshed, enjoy his hurling, and not feel that the onus is on him to have to try and win games. That was thrown at him long enough. If Joe doesn't do it, Galway won't do it. He doesn't have to do that. He's flourishing.
Yeah, you're taking that, Tommy, because a part of being great, and we're talking about Canning as great, part of being great is doing the simple things sometimes. And if you overextend yourself, you can look ordinary, or you can look like you're taking wrong options. And maybe in this Galway team, Canning can be truly great because he can do the simple things too.
Absolutely, exactly. So you see little flashes of it, and I think he's a cog in the wheel now. He's the guy pulling the strings, but he doesn't have to force anything. He doesn't have to go trying to win every puck out, try to break every tackle. He just has to do his job at 11. He just has to knit things together. He just has to hit his frees, and he just has to do his own job. He doesn't have to worry about carrying one or two other guys now, and that's where the team has got to. But it wouldn't have got there without him. It's as simple as that. But they're there now, and Doughty summed it up. He is flourishing. He's very comfortable in the team. He's comfortable in the number 11 position. The team, it still revolves around him, but it's not going to disintegrate if he's not there, because there's been plenty of games where he has been quiet, and he probably wasn't even driving it early on yesterday. He was very influential, but their foundation came from midfield, and in particular their back division, who are absolutely, they were on a different level yesterday. Like Kilkenny had no answer to him. It was like tennis. Every time the ball came down, McInerney was under a Doughty Burke. Adrian Toohey broke out with a ball, I think the first ball in the full back line. He got a ball facing the terrace and he just turned, broke through two tackles and just accelerated away. Like, these guys are absolutely moving at an unmerciful pace.
And Tommy, sorry to interrupt on that point, because that's been one of the real striking things about Galway in the last couple of years, and this All-Ireland success is just how ferocious, like, they're monsters at the back there. Like, is that the weight training they've done and physicality? Have they somehow developed timing? Is it an attitude thing? What in your experience is that? Because they look so formidable and they're coming up against very good players, we should say.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it's a combination of all those things. Certainly their physique helps, but like they're touch tight on every ball. They're very strong in the air. So that's, you know, they were probably decent in the air anyway. But like, listen, when you start winning things, your game goes to a new level. You just have to go with it and embrace it and try and improve it. So certainly I think their conditioning has been well documented. They look in great shape, and that's a big factor. But still, the way they play, you know, Garrod McInerney was on the end of an enormous amount of ball, either 50-50 ball or balls where he sat back in the pocket and he got them uncontested. So they just know each other's game very well. And they have been having a great run injury-wise as well, you know what I mean? Which means the team is settled. I know Skehill is in the goals in place of Callanan for a while. So, but they're just very comfortable. But their style of play... their style of play, I think, suits them down to the ground. Mm. But I just think their back line, and you have Aidan Hart coming up hitting 2 points from Blake from wing back as well. So their midfield tends to sit a bit deep with Davy Burke dropping back, and he processed a lot of ball when they were under a little bit of pressure. So, you know, their all-round game is very, very strong, Joe.
Yeah, and then tactically, so you're sitting in the stands watching. I know you're a keen observer of tactics. Derek McGrann, the Sunday game last night, showed how that front three played with a lot of variation, really. Sometimes there was a three across the line, sometimes there was two inside, sometimes they were in a straight line in front of the posts, leaving the channels free. It seemed like they were asking different questions of that Kilkenny defence off the ball.
They were asking different questions, Joe, but you can only ask the questions when you have possession, when you have consistent possession. Mm. That's the point. They were able to ask the questions because out of 10 balls that were going down, their backs were bringing out 7 or 8 of them. So the boys could really do what they wanted up front. They were getting a consistent and steady supply of ball. And remember, Glynn at the edge of the square worked like a dream for them yesterday. So they had that go-to ball all the time, particularly in the first half where he dominated in the air and he looked threatening, covering ground into the corners and also winning balls over Pádraig Walsh. Yeah. So yesterday they were just at the pitch of it, and they can play a couple of different ways. They can play direct, they can play diagonal, they can play a bit short if they want to, but their preference is to get the ball in early to ball winners. Mm. Still, interestingly enough, they still only scored one goal yesterday, but like that seems to be their style, where like they hit 27, 28 points, which is a phenomenal point scoring against Kilkenny. Absolutely phenomenal.
So we've talked up Galway, Di, as we've done for much of the year, to be honest. How are Kilkenny feeling this morning beyond just that initial disappointment of losing a game?
That's a really interesting question. They don't have time to overthink things because turnaround is so quick.
Yeah.
So obviously rehab is absolutely critical. I think there'll be a lot of tired and sore bodies there yesterday. I thought it was really interesting when the game was over to look at the sheer exhaustion on guys' faces when the helmets came off afterwards. It was an extraordinary demand on them, to be honest with you. And without blemish, both sides just fantastic stuff, but that takes a lot out of you. And I do think the fact that Galway have 3 weeks now to build, when you're coming from where Galway are coming from, they don't need unnecessary hiccups. They dealt with the one last week and they dealt with it emphatically. Mm. From a Kilkenny point of view, it's really interesting. Again, I go back to the point that I think it's if you look at up front, they've got Walter Walsh and they've got TJ and they've got obviously Fenley and Richie Hogan coming more back into the fold.
Yeah.
And there, for me, it is for them in that I think the guys coming through, they will so benefit from the experiences this year. And we will probably only see their network over time with some of these younger guys coming through, with the benefit of mixing with the big guys. But the way it is now, you need a really good forward line and you need all guys to be seriously threatening on board now. I watched Limerick in the flesh 3 times this year and I was really impressed. Yeah. And then they went down and they collapsed like a deck of cards against Clare, albeit Clare playing very well. Where it's at, Let's. I think we'll get a true meaning out of the games building up and how much of an effect that it has. I personally believe many managers overstated it and used it to override poor performances early. It'll be interesting to see what happens next week. I mean, if Kilkenny win, I mean, yesterday will be forgotten about. Mm. Kilkenny need more potency up front. That's the difficulty that I have. I think they're somewhere between, you know, really good and been good, but no better than that, to be honest with you, because I think they're carrying about four or five guys that are good, young, will develop, but it's still a big ask. But yeah. Will they have any fear of Limerick? Absolutely they won't. They can take a lot from yesterday. Galway would have buried everyone yesterday in the first half. Would everybody have come back like Kilkenny? Maybe not. So we know that's there in them. We always know that's there in them. Yeah. I think they'll be wounded. I think they'll take the positives. They'll have no choice to, because their manager will instill that they take the positives out of it. And if there's weaknesses there, he will deal with it. Yeah. But they're in with a great shout next weekend. Without a doubt, they are.
Yeah, that, I mean, and that is the really key point, Di. You mentioned the manager. And I think maybe we all have this sense, Tommy, that just by sheer force of will, Cody will not even entertain a period of transition. And he just is dragging this team along, and the way they came back yesterday was quite remarkable. I saw Cyril Farrell today in the Irish Independent, Tommy, make the point that yesterday was the third instalment and it was a bloody good one, and he thinks the fourth instalment will be Kilkenny against Galway in the All-Ireland final. Are you in agreement?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I am, Joe. I can't see Kilkenny getting there. But listen, it's Kilkenny, so you just you know, I'm probably certain to make me look stupid, but I can't see it.
What's the big issue?
The big issue is their forward line, I think, really, at the moment. And, you know, they're not exactly rock solid at the back either. But you can't write them off. Listen, at halftime, I said, Galway are going to destroy Kilkenny. You know, I was looking at Cody on the sideline, and I might even attempt to feel sorry for him at one stage. I thought it was going to get really bad. Mm. And lo and behold, there we are sitting in the stand with 10 minutes to go and a point in the game, and the Kilkenny crowd on their feet thinking they could win it. Now, only Kilkenny can do that, Joe, to be honest. And
how did they do that, by the way? Is there a quick line or two to sum up how they came back from the dead?
Well, Richie Hogan had a huge influence in the game at centre forward. You know, that was Fennelly got on, scored a goal, and just brought a different dynamic to the thing. Mm. Now, it's clear these fellas aren't the players that they were, whether it's injury, match practice, or whatever. You know, obviously, Colin Fennelly was away for a large part of the year, and he's only just back. But like players like this don't grow on trees, and they're very, very hard to replace. And like Richie was very influential at number 11, just got on the ball, just getting into the right place, asking a few different questions. And you know, so with those guys fit and healthy, then they're not scoring enough from general play.
Okay.
That's the problem. They're not asking enough questions. It was only instinct and guts and character that they have got him back into it. But I don't know how that is sustainable. You can't, they're going to run out of that someday. That's the worry if you were a Kilkenny supporter, I think.
And looking at Hogan and Fennelly, did they look like they were moving well? Did they look like they've 70 minutes in the next weekend?
I thought Richie looked like himself. He carried a few balls. He doesn't kill you with pace. We all know that. But when he's in possession, something is going to happen. Mm. He'll manufacture a free, or he'll lay something on. And he got on the end of a ball for a goal as well. You know what I mean? Fennelly's there. He'll ask some questions when he gets the ball in his hand, and you're not going to dominate him. Mm. And I think it's just present. The other thing is Walter. If Walter isn't available, he's a significant loss. He looked shook enough going off, and only a 6-day turnaround. So I think the odds are stacked against them. And Limerick, listen, this is Limerick's chance. They have to win this. Mm. You know what I mean? This is their chance to beat Kilkenny. If they can't take it, then serious question marks are there as well. So I think Limerick, I think it's there for Limerick if they're good enough to take it.
Yeah, okay. Di, did you ultimately tip Limerick there, or were you still on the fence a touch about this game?
I'll tell you what, I wait to see does Wally play, to be honest with you. I mean, you could throw something at it next week as to who you fancy, but honest to God, I really do think it is too early in the week. I think we need to see the injury status from Kilkenny. We need to see the teams. I mean, if Walter plays, does it have an effect? It sure does. He's a serious player. But Limerick will look at Waterford beating Kilkenny last year, and they'll look at Galway, what they did yesterday. You see, this fear, this absolute rabid fear that teams had at Kilkenny, that's there no more. Limerick won't be looking at them like they did a number of years ago, looking at the Kilkenny team. How do we stop? How do we exploit JJ or try to? How do we try to exploit Tommy Walsh? How do we try to stop Owen Larkin and Henry Shefflin? They'll be more looking at themselves and saying, if we click and get this right, they're there for the taking. Mm. That's a huge difference nowadays in the way teams look at Kilkenny. That absolute fear isn't there anymore. So players can go out with a huge semblance of confidence about themselves that, you know, I'm not up against the warlord here. Like, these are very beatable. Waterford have done it. Galway have done it. There's no reason that we can't do it. So you see, things move on and it's cyclical, and Limerick have a great chance next weekend. And if Limerick play very well as what I've seen early on this year, but it's still Kilkenny, and Kilkenny won't fear Limerick. But you see, when you're talking about Galway, you're talking about different class.
Yeah.
Cork have really good forwards, and they have really skillful forwards. They have a better forward line than Kilkenny have. If Kilkenny had Cork's speed and agility and class, and Cork have it throughout the forward line, it just depends on how well they use it. So there's so many different permutations, but no one has a bigger heart than Kilkenny. I'll put it like that to you, Joe. Mm. But right this minute, I'd like to see his Walter playing.
Yeah, okay. And a very quick last one, Tommy. Clock slightly against us, and we have 3 weeks to figure this one out, and no doubt training will play its part in Athenry. But has Johnny Glynn played his way into that starting forward line now?
Oh, yeah, he's thereabouts. You know, whether they use him every day or not is, you know, he mightn't start every day, but he's a serious operator. He was playing really well yesterday, Joe, as well. I haven't seen him playing in a long time. So he'll benefit. That should kick him on a good bit. Mm. And, like, he's going to be an influential player. You know, probably the edge of the square is the best place for him. And, you know, they have a bit of competition. So it'll depend on who they're playing against. Mm. And that's probably what will dictate it. But, you know, it's like this. He's good enough to start if they want him to start. That's the key point.
Yeah, it's a nice position to be in. All right. Tommy Dunn, yeah. Dahi Regan, pleasure, lads. Thanks so much.
Great stuff.
Thanks, Joe.
GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.